Leonardo Bastos, nitrogen fertilizer inhibitors, impact on ammonia volatilization, nitrate leaching, and nitrous oxide emissions under different soils.
All right. Hello, everyone. Thank you for attending this talk. My name is Leo Bastos. I'm a PhD student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, working with Dr. Richard Ferguson. I'm going to be talking to you today about the use of different inhibitors and their impact on different losses in nitrogen under two different soil types. So this is just a simplified version of the nitrogen cycle. We're just going to walk through this and see what's going on. So let's say we apply urea fertilizer on the soil surface. That urea fertilizer has first to be broken down by urease enzyme, and then the product of that would be either ammonium or ammonia, which are in an equilibrium reaction. If that equilibrium reaction tends to ammonia, this nitrogen molecule can be lost through a process called volatilization. And if this fertilizer becomes incorporated into the soil and remains as ammonium, it will be in a safer form. That's what we would like to. And ammonium is a plain available form, but it can undergo nitrification, which is a process that transforms ammonium into nitrate. And now nitrate is more... It's also a plant available form, so plants can take both ammonium and nitrate, but nitrate is more prone to different losses. If you have water moving down the soil, nitrate can be dragged with it and through a process called nitrate leaching. And under anoxic conditions, nitrate can be transformed into different gases like dinitrogen and nitrous oxide and be lost through a process called denitrification. So you see there's lots of stuff going on here, and nitrogen is very dynamic, so what can we do to try to make this more stable and make a better use of it? So there are different products out there. One of them is urease inhibitors. What that does is it blocks the activity of urease enzyme for a period of time, and in that way the breakdown of urea and release of nitrogen to the soil is slower, and hopefully you have more time for a precipitation event, in this case, to incorporate that fertilizer into the soil. The other strategy is using nitrification inhibitors. So that would block the bacterial reaction that drives nitrification and transforms ammonium to nitrate. And in this case, we're kind of blocking, you know, how ammonium can be transformed. So we're trying to maintain that nitrogen as ammonium in the soil using these types of products. So excuse me, we conducted a lab incubation to study this. And the hypothesis were that the use of nitrogen inhibitors will decrease overall N losses and maintain more nitrogen in the soil. Nitrification inhibitors will decrease nitrate leaching and nitrous oxide losses. However, they may increase ammonia volatilization. Urease inhibitors will decrease ammonia volatilization. However, they may increase both nitrate leaching and nitrous oxide emissions. And sandy loam will have higher ammonia and nitrate losses than silt loam. So the objectives were just to assess how both nitrification and urease inhibitors concurrently impact all these three losses in a silt loam and a sandy loam. So for that, again, we did a lab incubation. It was a completely randomized design with three replicates. Our treatment design was a factorial between two soil types and five enhanced efficiency fertilizers, EEF, plus a control. Soil types were silt loam and sandy loam. Here are some soil characteristics. So I would like you to pay attention to the organic matter values of these soils, the pH, with the sandy loam being a little bit higher pH, nitrate ppm in soil, and cation exchange capacity of these soils. As far as EEF, we had one treatment that was just fertilizer, no EEF. The next treatment is fertilizer plus Agritain Ultra, which is an urease inhibitor. Then nitrogen plus Lemus, which is also an urease inhibitor. Fertilizer plus NSERV, which is a nitrification inhibitor. Fertilizer plus Agritain Plus, which contains both urease and nitrification inhibitor in the same product. So when we were designing this, we thought, what type of precipitation regime could we have to enhance all three losses? Well, this is what we came up with. So DAA here on the x-axis is days after fertilizer application, and you see that for the first 10 days after we applied fertilizer, we did not input any water, and that was hoping to promote ammonia volatilization loss. And then after that 10th day until the 18th day, we applied more water over the every other day, and with that we were hoping to promote nitrate leaching and nitrous oxide emissions. So we applied 150 kilograms of N per hectare as urea ammonium nitrate broadcast on soil, and the incubation period was 42 days. This is how our setup looked like. So we have this 30 centimeter long chambers where we pack soil to a certain depth, and we plug different chambers to this column to measure different things. So on the second picture here, you see the lid that we use to for sampling nitrous oxide. So we have the rubber septa there where we can collect the gas sample. This third picture here, you see the ammonia foam, which has glycerol phosphoric acid solution to trap any ammonia that may have been volatilized from the soil surface. And this is on the bottom, we have this chamber to collect leachate that may occur. And so that's how we got nitrate leaching estimates. So let's get to our results here. Let's begin with, so I'm going to walk you through each one of the losses. First one's going to be nitrous oxide. This is daily emissions. On the y-axis, we have daily nitrous oxide in flux as grams per hectare per day. On the x, we have days after application. And on the left, we have the sandy loam soil. On the right, we have the silt loam. So you see that most importantly here, overall, on the sandy loam, we have lower fluxes than on the silt loam. That's probably related to the drainage of the soil. The silt loam was staying, it was easier to remain anoxic than the sandy loam that was draining faster. And we also see that, there's a lot of treatments here, but nothing really stands out as far as reducing losses when just looking at this graph. So treatments were very variable here. So still nitrous oxide, let's go to the cumulative losses at the end. So the only factor that was significant here between soil, EF, and interaction was soil. So here we have the treatments on the x-axis, the cumulative loss as a percent of the applied N, and we deducted the control, the zero N control for that from the treatments. On the top panel we have the sandy loam, the bottom silt loam, and we see that just overall, if you just look at one panel, there's no product there stood out as far as reducing nitrous oxide emissions, but we see that the sandy loam had lower cumulative emissions than the silt loam. And because soil was the only significant effect here, we see how that played out. So on the sandy loam, we had about 0.35% of the applied fertilizer lost as nitrous oxide. And on the silt loam, we had close to 1%. So it's a very small portion of the fertilizer that we're applying, but we still found losses between soil types. Now, moving to ammonia volatilization, this gets a little bit different, and I think it's very interesting. So we have here ammonia volatilized in kilograms per hectare on the y-axis and days after application on the x-axis. And you see that those two treatments that have higher emission in the beginning, the orange one is the nitrogen only, which we would expect to have higher ammonia losses. And the purple one is nitrogen plus NSERP, which is a nitrification inhibitor. So what we think happened and has been reported already in the literature is that when you block that reaction from ammonium to nitrate, you're actually concentrating more ammonium, and that equilibrium tends to go the other way. So you end up promoting ammonia losses that could happen in our case. And something that was curious is that so we have those two on top, and then everything else is in the bottom. And then there's this the brown one in the middle, that's agatine plus, which contains both inhibitors. So we believe that in the beginning it was inhibiting ammonia volatilization. It worked just like the others. They are lower, but then after that second sampling date, maybe the urease inhibitor was starting to wear out, and now we were blocking nitrification as well in that treatment. So again, accumulating ammonium now, in promoting this this peak of ammonia. Not as high as the others, but still there. And we can also see that the other, so Agritain Ultra and Limas, which are urease inhibitors, were doing a great job here. And we also see that the sand was a lot higher than the silt loam, probably related to the CEC of the soils. So when we come to the cumulative ammonia losses, all soil EF interaction were significant. We have sand on top and silt on the bottom, and we see here how, again, Agritain Ultra and Limas did a great job in protecting from ammonia volatilization, and N-serve and nitrogen were the higher on the sandy loam, and the silt loam were low overall. Now coming to nitrate, cumulative loss. So just again here, just like the nitrous oxide, just soil was significant effect on nitrate leaching. And however, there was a trend for, so we were using alpha 0.05 to tell a significance. So you see EF is 0.07, has a trend, but we didn't consider it as significant. And you see how, excuse me, on the silt loam, the bottom, Agritain Plus did something there, but not enough to have a significance. And N-serve did not protect, which we were expecting to protect against nitrate leaching. And because only soil was significant, we have here the cumulative for soils, and we see how on the sandy loam it was a lot higher than the silt loam, which is expected. And you can see also how for nitrate, the percent of applied nitrogen lost is very high. It's higher than 100%, which we weren't expecting, but we believe it's probably, so because we were deducting the control already, we think that this could have been caused by maybe higher mineralization of nitrogen in the treatments than what was going on in the control. So now bringing all that together, all the three losses. So here we have in blue nitrate, in orange ammonia, and in green nitrous oxide. Just soil was significant. We see how nitrate just controlled the overall loss from this soil, and nitrous oxide was so small that we can even see, but it's there. And how silt loam was lower overall than sandy loam. And on the total cumulative, sandy loam was higher, close to 140% of the applied fertilizer, and silt loam was close to 30%. So now, to conclude this, for nitrous oxide, EEF had no effect. It was mostly a soil type issue where silt loam lost about two times more than silt loam. Sorry. Silt loam lost two times more than sandy loam. It's a typo. And when we come to ammonia, urease inhibitor decreased losses and nitrification inhibitor increased that loss. And sandy loam had higher losses than silt loam. Looking at nitrate, there was a trend for a EEF effect, but it was not significant at alpha 0.05. And sandy loam lost about 75% more than silt loam. And because nitrate was such a big part of the nitrogen loss in this experiment, those trends came to the total. So EEF had no effect. However, Agritain Plus had the least total losses in both soils. And as we talked already, nitrate was a major loss mechanism here. And sandy loam lost about 75% more than silt loam. And if you recall from the beginning, we had high initial nitrate in this soil, and that likely added variability and made it more difficult to find treatment effects for nitrous oxide and nitrate leaching. That's it. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll take any questions you have.
We do have time for a question in the back.
Did you start your, when you started your columns, were they at built capacity? I forget what you said.
I didn't mention that. Yeah, so they were at 14% gravimetric water content. Yes.
All of the processes that you're talking about are biologically based. What was the oxygen concentration throughout your column? And did that have any impact on the relevance of these results in the field situation?
Right. So, we did not measure that. But just by visually assessing, definitely when we apply that much water to a silt, to the columns containing silt loam, it was draining a lot slower than on the sandy loam, and you could definitely see it was more, it looked wetter. And we did not measure any type of water content or oxygen content, but yeah, that could definitely be a factor, especially on the silt loam, but not in the sandy loam.
Okay.